Hello and welcome again to Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Today, for an inspiration, again from the Word of God, we would like to look again in the Gospel of John. We're going to start in John 15. Verse 26 and 27. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. And jumping down in chapter 16, verse 6 says, But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Today, as we look, take a look at these scriptures. Jesus said that it is expedient. It is an advantage that he goes away. Because when he goes away, he's going to send a comforter, the Holy Spirit. He will send a helper. And sometimes we hear these comments, all the disciples, but they were with Jesus. They saw Jesus. But here Jesus is telling us that it is good that he goes away. It is an advantage for us because he will send a helper. He's going to send a comforter to help us. Hallelujah. Does that excite your heart as you consider the Holy Spirit working in your life? And there's four ways here that Jesus gave that we can check in our lives if the Holy Spirit is working in our hearts and lives. He says in verse 8, And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Are these things that are coming forth in your life? And another thing in verse 13 that we can check if the Spirit of God is working in our lives. He says in verse 13 that he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Many times we hear people that want to glorify themselves. But in verse 14 it says he shall glorify me. when the Spirit of God is the Comforter, is working in your life, is manifesting in your life. It is not bringing glory to yourself, but it is bringing glory to God. And these are ways that we can do a self-check on our own lives. What is flowing from our lives? What is coming out? Is the Holy Spirit working? When we see sin, does it give us a burden? Or do we have a secret liking? Or maybe we laugh at sin like it's funny. We see things and then we kind of just lightly laugh about it. The scripture says that we will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of the judgment to come if the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. So may God bless you today as you seek Him and as you go about your day walking, desiring to glorify the Lord Jesus with your life. May Jesus bless your day. Father in heaven, Lord, today I come. I want to worship you for the Comforter that you have sent through your Son Jesus. Father, we come today and we just worship you. Ask that you would lead us and guide us into all truth. Father, that we could humbly walk and receive from you what you are speaking to us through your Holy Spirit. Father, we love you and thank you again for your blessings and for the sacrifice that was made upon the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen.